We have had a good year of the snake. Singapore did well, much better than we had expected, much better than we had reason to expect. The economy grew strongly by 5%. Wages have gone up. Inflation has come down. This year, in the year of the horse, I hope we continue to do well. But we cannot afford to take any of this for granted. The world remains very uncertain, and we have no idea what surprises lie in store. Just this past week, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that most of the tariffs that the U.S. administration had imposed last year under the Trump administration were illegal, struck down. But immediately, the administration responded by invoking another law to impose back 10% tariffs on everybody. We thought it's okay, we were already at 10%. The next day, President Trump changed his mind. He said everybody goes to 15%. We watched with concern. But so far, the official U.S. tariff rate is still 10%. So we are relieved, but I think we have to watch very carefully, and we just have to be prepared that many more changes can happen. On the security and defense side, too, things are far from settled. For weeks, tensions between U.S. and Iran have been building up. The U.S. has assembled a huge military force in the Middle East, aircraft carriers, destroyers, missile defenses, missile attack weapons. And today, Israel and the U.S. together attacked Iran jointly. The war has begun. Iran has struck back cities, targets across the Middle East. Israel itself, Doha, Kuwait, Bahrain, the UAE. This is going to affect energy prices and impact countries far away from the Middle East, like Singapore. And you can see when a war will start. It is very hard to tell how the war will end. The overall climate of uncertainty created by these dramatic twists and turns will dampen the global climate for trade and investment, for cooperation and prosperity, because businesses and companies will find it impossible to plan for what will happen tomorrow, what they can rely on, where they can safely invest, what they should do in order to make sure that the company will be okay day after tomorrow. And this is going to affect us too. As a small and open economy, reliant on global trade and investments. So we can't tell what will happen in the world, we can't help what will happen in the world, but we can make sure that within Singapore we prepare ourselves and we make the best of whatever situation comes and meets us. And the government will do its part, and in this budget statement recently, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong announced many measures to help Singapore prosper, to help Singaporeans to cope and to make progress in their lives. We had help for businesses, help for workers, help for households on the cost of living, help for the elderly and the vulnerable Singaporeans amongst us. In particular, we're putting in a lot of resources to strengthen the economy and to encourage and support Singaporean workers learning how to use AI. So I hope you'll make full use of all these government schemes and measures to learn new skills, to ease your burdens, and to stay useful and valued in the workplace. There are also help for households to cope with the cost of living. We've implemented many schemes over the past few years to achieve this, to help. and many of these schemes continue into this year, some of them enhanced. In addition, we've announced a few more new schemes in the budget. For example, adults will receive a new cost of living special payment between $200 to $400 this year. Every household will receive 500 in CDC vouchers next January. And there will be Youth Safe rebates again and more generous than last year. Most households will receive some form of financial help almost every month, whether it's Youth Safe or S&CC rebates, whether it's CPF top-ups, Life SG credits, CDC vouchers, or cash, all taken together, not at all ungenerous. But we each have to play our part too, to continue to upgrade ourselves, learn new skills like AI. Our companies have to upgrade themselves, reinvent and transform their businesses to stay competitive. And I hope everyone makes use of the support, makes full use of the support you're getting through our various programs and work together to take advantage of these opportunities and overcome the challenges ahead of us to build a brighter future for ourselves.